Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Everton Fan Focus Reaction Podcast with myself, Mark Finnegan. I'm one half of the Everton Fan Focus Podcast, also known as the co-host with the hair. Tonight and going forward, what we're trying to do, myself and Mark Ellis, is we're going to try and do little snippet podcasts, whereas it might be individual opinions, bit of a reaction to certain topics, or maybe match reviews or match previews. And I know Mark's done one earlier tonight, so we just thought we'd do it out there. 5, 10, 15 minutes, get our views and then upload them. And you can listen to them as a shortened podcast. As I say, it's not always possible to get together and do group podcasts. Plus, I don't really want Mark Ellis in my house a lot of the time. I see enough of him as it is. But yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about a little bit of what's happened this week at Everton FC. There's been plenty off the pitch to talk about, and obviously the big game against Spurs this weekend too, and probably there's going to be an awful lot more transfer news off the pitch, so this is something we're trying to do, and probably will have to do in the coming weeks, because there's going to be an awful lot happening. So anyway, to the matters at Everton FC, and following on from our podcast earlier this week, typically in Everton fashion, we recorded a podcast and then the next day they sold John Stones to Man City and have been linked with about 40,000 players since, and actually signed one yesterday, much to the relief of most of our fans. But starting with John Stones, just quickly, to be honest, I don't really want to dwell on him because he has left now, but obviously the aim is to keep your best players, and unfortunately at the second attempt we haven't managed to do that. Chelsea came in for him, you know, which seems like a lifetime ago, and we managed to fend that interest off. But I just think his head hasn't been there since. I think it was inevitable that he was going to leave in the end. Chelsea are obviously probably feeling sorry for themselves, the fact that they never got the man. And City's a great move for him, but you know, I'm more bothered about Everton, to be honest. And if he didn't want to hang around, then, as I say, I thought it was inevitable, and it was all about Everton getting the right amount of money for him, to be honest, because in this day and age, a player with that much potential and quality, he is worth an awful lot of money. So, you know, fair enough, he's gone. We haven't been able to keep hold of him, unfortunately. That's the Premier League, and it's been common with Everton over the years. But I would say, you know, it's not more of a common theme these days. But unfortunately, Stones has gone. I'd like to say I wish him well, but I couldn't care less, to be honest, whether he does well or not. As I say, my main focus is Everton and the money, how they spend that now. Moving on, following the Stones announcement, it was a bit of a balls up by Man City, to be honest, getting on the UEFA website, and the two clubs were forced to announce it then. Following on from that, Everton have now gone and signed Ashley Williams for a reported fee of £9 million. Typical Everton fashion, it's undisclosed, but you know, there's certain sources saying in the media that it was £9 million, which is an absolute snip for I don't care about his age, for someone with that much experience and proven Premier League experience, international as well, very cheap. I think that is, you know, there was talk of a fee up to £15 million, and some people sort of were, you know, squirming at that, paying that for a 31, nearly 32-year-old. But me personally, I think you look around and you've got sides paying an absolute premium for players all over the place. And I think Everton, if they want proven players and experienced players and maybe a bit of a short-term option with Williams, then that's what we're going to have to go and do. And as I say, if it was 9 million, it's a bargain. I think the move suits all parties. He's probably, you know, he's been an excellent service to Swansea City, being an excellent servant to Wales as well. He's on the back of a great Euros with his country. And every time I've seen him play for Swansea, especially against Everton, he's been head and shoulders above the rest, to be honest. He's, I remember him having some great battles with Lukaku. He managed to keep him quiet on occasion. He's a real leader, a real ambassador for defending, I would say. Not the most glamorous on the ball, but he's dogged. He's one of them who'll put his head in front of everything. And I think over the past two or three years, that's something Everton have lacked. I mean, Jagielka, we were saying the other night, me and Mark, Jagielka leads by example, but not really vocally or what have you. I think Williams has got a bit more in his locker than that. He's very much captain material. As I said, I think Jagielka will probably keep the captaincy if he stays, because there's talk of him going to Sunderland. But yeah, I'm excited by that. I know Evertonians will say, oh, you're selling your best star asset for 50 mil and bringing an old man for 30, you know, for 10 mil. But I don't think it's like that, because there is other targets. We've got Funes Mori, we've got Mason Holgate coming through, Jagielka, Williams, and add to that the potential of Lamine Kone, which moves me on nicely to that situation. It's a bit up in the air at the moment. There's reports of a fee of 17 to 18 million, and I've seen Sunderland fans saying he is a real great defender. Some of them credit him with him actually keeping them in the league last year. Don't know much about him, if I'm honest, but again, he's come into the Premier League, he's impressed. And usually when players do that, they move on to bigger and better things. And if that's at Everton, then so be it. And if they're paying that for him, he must be worth it, because the likes of Steve Walsh and Koeman are just going to go and buy any old player. He's young. He's obviously comes highly rated. And we'll probably have to pay slightly more than we did for Williams. But as I say, the setup at the back there, it's a new look. We're looking to the future now. Jagielka is being targeted by his old manager David Moyes. There's potential for him to even move on. So in terms of Funes Mori, Holgate and Kone potentially coming in, there's youth there. Pair that with the experience and know-how of Williams, then it's going to be the new face of the heart of the Everton defence, but one that I'm excited about. Again, more transfer rumours. Yannick Bolasie isn't... To be honest, these transfers I'm talking about, most Evertonians are split. You're either for or against. That's just the way Evertonians are. But it was just nice to see us going in for players. And it's been a long time coming, this window and this summer. And unfortunately, it's resulted in after the sale of Stones. But I don't know the reasonings behind that. I'm not so sure where we've got this sell-to-buy mentality still, or the need for us to do that. But it's been like a domino effect since Tuesday morning, since the Stones news was announced. You've had the Williams rumours, you've had Yannick Bolasie, apparently 25 million fee agreed. Kone, as I've mentioned, and again, people have turned their nose up at the fee and Bolasie's age. I think he's 27, but look what happened with Nias. I'll use that as an example. Everton Wade went and paid 13.5 million for a foreign player from, you know, a foreign league, and he came in. And it fell on its arse, that deal, and it's been a bit of an embarrassment for everyone associated. Look around the league. Other clubs strike lucky. They'll bring an relatively unknown player from abroad, like Riyad Mahrez and N'Golo Kante, two classic examples. Bring them in and there'll be a success, and they'll either move on or there'll be a success at that club. Whereas there's been a lot of big money imports, and it's a huge risk, whereas I think the likes of Ashley Williams and Yannick Bolasie, the household names around the Premier League, you know that they won't really need much bedding in time. And in terms of where Everton are at with a squad and a manager now and the situation they find themselves in, we need these players in. Bolasie can come in and hit the ground running. Again, like Williams, every time I've seen Bolasie play against Everton, he's tore the back out of us. You know, think of I think we drew 1-1 with them last season, but the times before that when he beat us 3-2 consecutively, you know, he was up and down all over the place. We could not contain him. And, I'm excited to see the likes of him fighting for positions with De La Foe and Morales, because I think up front and in attack and on the wings is in the creative areas, it's still definitely areas where we need further bodies. And Balassi, apparently there's rumours tonight that the deal might be announced tomorrow. I think it's great personally. I'm excited to see someone like that in an Everton shirt, and you know, seeing Everton as a move up in his career as well. There's been also other rumours about Wilfred Bony. The Wan-Mata rumours won't go away. So I think for the next maybe 10 to 14 days, we could see a lot of movement. And as I completely side with Evertonians when they're frustrated and they say it shouldn't have took this long. But it is almost like a game of chess, and people are waiting for someone to make the first move. And Stones is gone. Williams is in. It looks like Kone and Balassi are next too. So if you know, we've lost a few players, but if you look at the signings so far, we've signed a keeper, a centre mid in Idrissa Gueye, centre back Williams, potential centre back in Kone, and then a creative winger in Yannick Balassi. So add to that a Wan-Mata, a Wilfred Bony. There's other links to, is it Silimani as well? Apparently Everton are in for him, 20 million bid, going toe to toe with West Ham. So I think we are in for players behind the scenes, and just with being linked with that many players, it is frustrating because you want to see them in a blue shirt at Finch Farm, and only then you can relax. But I do have a bit of faith that come the end of August, and unfortunately we would have played three games by then, but come the end of August we'll be looking at a fully fit and with a squad with some, at least three more faces, I think, even after the signing of Balassi and Williams. I think we'll have another three faces in the door, and hopefully then from the month of September we can kick on. Just on this weekend and Coman's comments as well today, he said Everton are by far from ready, and I think, you know, this summer with the disruption at the club, probably, you know, without slagging him off too much, the state in which Martinez left the squad and maybe the mentality and fitness of the players. I mean, that could be overly harsh, but it's going to take more than 2 or 3 months for Koeman to turn this squad round, and his coaches can't work miracles, put it that way. So there is players who are 70% fit, he said. Bezic is injured, which doesn't help things. You know, Seamus Coleman's picked up a knock. Lukaku's got an ankle problem after the Espanyol game. So, you know, we're going to start probably with Kone on Saturday. Hang on, I'm just going to reach for a bottle of wine after saying that. Yeah, Kone's going to start. You know, there'll be a youngster probably coming in at right back, maybe Davis or Holgate, and we will look a bit a misfit at the moment. But I think get Williams, Balassi, Kone in the door, get Lukaku back in, hopefully keep hold of Lukaku as well, by the way, because that's another threat we face, and really kick on. And as I say, I'm confident, and I said it the other night as well on the other podcast, that we will bring the players in. So on to Spurs anyway, just a word on them. They've kept the squad together, they've brought in a couple of players, probably the side that came to Goodison and impressed me most last season. We drew 1-1 with them, if you remember. I think it was Aaron Lennon who scored, and it was against the run of play. They absolutely passed us off the park that night, and full of energy, really organised, a lot of movement, exciting, intricate passing, exciting, you know, creative players. And I think Pochettino is a good manager. I remember saying that last season. And he's obviously, they ballsed it up last season for themselves. They had a really good chance. But I think with keep Kane fit, keep Dele Alli, Christian Eriksen, players like that, keep them fit and firing this season, and the way their defence is set up now, and Lloris in goal, they you know, they're in with a shout for the title. I would say they are, even though they haven't really gone out and spent an awful lot of money, and others have. I just think the way Spurs are set up, they've got a lot of good things going for them. So that makes for an exciting game. I think, you know, we shouldn't fear them. We've just got to be up for it. Goodison will be rocking, get behind Everton and Koeman, he'll get a great reception, and you know, it's nice to get the season off to a good start, but, you know, if we don't get the result we don't want, then, you know, let's not all turn on this manager and the set of players and start turning our head out after the first 90 minutes. Let's try and have a bit of calm and hopefully get a positive result. You don't know, we could go out and turn Spurs over 3-0, and it gives you this additional optimism. So, yeah, I'm excited to see how we do. But I'm also excited to see the next couple of weeks who comes through the door.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Farm. So there you go. There's a bit of a reaction podcast from myself. As I say, me and Mark are going to do these. Other people are going to be sending us them as well. If you're interested, all you've got to do is voice record yourself and send it over as an MP3 and we'll put it on the Everton Fan Focus podcast feed. And as ever, thanks very much for listening and we'll catch up soon.